What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Berman is a senior writer at The Athletic. He covers the Eagles and the NFL. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at ZBerm, B-E-R-M. Zach, thanks so much for making time for us today. The Eagles open up tomorrow night as the defending champions at home against the Cowboys. By the way, guys, that line keeps climbing. It's up to 8.5 from 7 this time last week. Zach, one of the questions we are wondering here, and we've talked a lot about it over the summer through training camp and now even as we approach week one, is has Washington closed the gap at all on Philadelphia? I'm not sure you've thought about it from Washington's perspective, but I'd like your reaction and answer to that if you have one.
No, I frankly don't think Washington has closed the gap, right? I respect what Washington did last season, and I think, too, though, you look at the way the Eagles played in the championship game. I see some of the moves Washington made this offseason. They're an older team. They're an experienced team. Obviously, the schedule's more difficult. There's things, whether it's injury variance or, you know, fourth down efficiency, late game situations, that I'm curious to see how sticky it is year to year. But I look at the Eagles. They've made two of the last three Super Bowls. They have lost key players, but they have blue chip talent on both sides of the ball. And, you know, they're going to be tough games because Washington's a good team. But I don't think the Eagles have taken a step back, per se.
All right, let's talk about what they've lost, what they've gained. Start on offense. What did they lose? What did they gain?
Well, they're returning 10 of 11 starters. So what they've lost was right guard Mekhi Becton in the starting lineup. And, you know, Tyler Steen, who was a former third-round pick, been with the team the past 2 years, he's stepping in now as the starter. What they gain is honestly, they're in their prime, a lot of these players, right? Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. These are guys who are kind of in the primes of their careers right now. They have the best offensive line in the NFL. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, primes of the, and Cam Jurgens, primes of their career. Lane Johnson, the right tackle, is a future Hall of Famer. Now, I should note that they lost offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Yes.
They have another internal promotion with Kevin Patullo, who's been with the Eagles since Nick Sirianni arrived in 2021. So there's a lot of continuity on the offensive side of the ball. I think the question is more how it evolves relative to how they played last year.
Tell me about the coordinator switch, because when it went from Shane Steichen to Brian Johnson, who's on our staff now, there were issues with protection. There were issues offensively that never necessarily got ironed out. So is there any concern that Kellen Moore is gone and he has, and Jalen in that offense will have a new coordinator this year?
it's always something you're mindful of. And I'll say in covering Brian Johnson, knowing Brian Johnson, Brian Johnson's a sharp guy, good coach, and I think he should get another chance to be a coordinator. I don't put 2023 on him per se. I think there were a lot of dynamics there coming off the Super Bowl season, the Super Bowl loss, and there were a lot of different ideas about how the offense should function then. I think it's a different situation now given the way the Eagles played last year. I think, you know, Jalen Hurts is in a better spot right now. I think obviously Saquon Barkley, you have AJ, you have Devontae. If they stay healthy, I don't have much concern about the Eagles offensively.
Saquon Barkley's had an issue, you know, going year to year with health, and last year obviously was a heavy, heavy workload year. 345 carries, another, you know, 33 receptions, and he was tremendous. I'm curious, if they lost Saquon Barkley, not for the season, but for several games, I'm actually a big Will Shipley fan, and I'm wondering if you think Philadelphia would drop off significantly.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon Barkley's coming off the best season a running back's ever had in NFL history, I'd say, right? If you just look at the numbers, the end result, the week-to-week consistency. So there would be a drop-off. Now, Will Shipley has shown some promise. Frankly, I think what you'd probably see more is more of the passing game. And the Eagles have perhaps the best wide receiver combination in the NFL, if not the best, one of the top three. So I don't think they would be giving Will Shipley the workload that Saquon Barkley has. But it is something to be mindful of, is that Saquon had nearly 500 touches last year when you combine the regular season and the postseason. And we'll need to see how he looks this season. If he stays healthy, the consistency there, the way defenses attack him. But that's the thing about the Eagles, is that they're not one dimensional, right? And you saw that in the Super Bowl when the Chiefs tried to bottle up Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts has one of the best games of his career. And, you know, I expect the Eagles to pass the ball more this year. So, yeah, to answer the question succinctly, there is a drop-off going to Will Shipley, but I don't think it's a one-for-one swap. I think the way the offense functions would be different.
You know, a lot of the offseason, and a lot of this do this, you know, I'm guilty of it too. You just take a lot of these, you know, lists and rankings to come up with content during, you know, June and July and August. And, you know, a common, you know, theme to every offseason is quarterback rankings and quarterback tiers. And Jalen's definitely one of those guys that gets, you know, he's not everybody's cup of tea, but others love him. I've always said, I don't know if I'd want him over our guy, to be honest with you, but I don't think anybody's played better in the Eagles' biggest games over the last few years than Jalen Hurts. He seems to have that clutch gene. How do you view Jalen Hurts in the context of the other really good quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, Jalen's in the winner's circle quite a bit, right? He's been in the Super Bowl two of the past 3 years. He's made the playoffs all 4 years. He's been a starting quarterback. He was second in MVP voting, you know, 2 years ago, right? So the way I see it is that the statistics aren't what some of the other quarterbacks have, right? And look, I can't take anything away from Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. That would be my top four, but I would put Jalen Hurts five there. And I think if you look at the 2022 season, it was outstanding. 2023 was a step back in terms of the turnovers. The offense was different in 2024, but there's a reason why this guy consistently wins. I think part of the, I don't want to say criticism of him, but skepticism of him, is that he has a great supporting cast around him, and there's this idea that he's carried by the offense rather than carrying the offense. But, you know, this is something that I've spoken to a lot of people in the building about, Nick Sirianni included, is that You look at it, you know, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice, right? I mean, Tom Brady, his best years came with Randy Moss, Rob Gronkowski, you know. Yep. Great players typically play with great players. And I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg there, but what I do know is that Jalen Hurts wins an awful lot. And for you to be in two of three Super Bowls, winning one of them, being a potential game-winning drive away from another. It's hard to look at it and say that that Jalen's not one of the top five, six quarterbacks in the league.
All right, let's shift it to defense. Zach Berman from The Athletic joining us. He's a senior NFL writer covering the Eagles and the rest of the league as well. Defensively, what did they lose? What did they gain?
Yeah, I mean, they lost key players on you know, the defensive line and in the secondary. They lost Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams. Brandon Graham retired. They traded Bryce Huff. In the secondary, they lost Darius Slay. They lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lost Davante Maddox, right? So this defense is going to look different. And, you know, what they kept is Vic Fangio, who, you know, might be the best defensive coordinator in the league or certainly up there. Yep. And they have blue-chip players on all three levels. They have Jalen Carter on the defensive line. They have Zach Bond at linebacker. They have Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeGene in the secondary. Now, the question is, how do they replace some of those other spots? And I would be less worried about the defensive front. They're trying to figure out the second cornerback spot, second safety spot. There's some ambiguity there. I want to see how consistent the edge rushers are. But, you know, if you look at this roster and they only have two starters, 25 and, you know, over 25 years old. Right. So they have a young team, but there's a lot of players returning. There really aren't that many new faces here per se. Right. Jahad Campbell at linebacker, Dory Jackson at corner. But this is a team that's has drafted mainly the defensive side of the ball the past few years, and those guys are, you know, stepping into bigger roles this year.
Tell me real quickly about Jahad Campbell. We've heard a lot about the excitement over him, and maybe, you know, sooner rather than later in terms of major contribution.
Yeah, he just looks different. He moves different. The athletic ability is off the charts. You know, there's some refinement that needs to come with the game, but you don't find guys like that too often at that position. It's clear the upside. It's clear the talent. He dropped in the draft, you know, because of health questions in large part. But, you know, the Eagles are confident that he's going to stay or that he's going to be healthy. He's been healthy throughout the summer. So we'll see how that goes. But in terms of the talent, he just looks different. And, you know, the Eagles haven't had a guy like that in a long time.
N'Kobe Dean's going to miss, I think, the first few games minimum. He did not play in the NFC Championship game, and he had been playing well. Real quickly, defensively, I said the other day that we ranked the best pound-for-pound players, not necessarily impact or importance. I think Jalen Carter is the best player in the division. And am I nuts?
You're not nuts. You know, he's certainly one of the most talented, right? And it's interesting talking to people and say he's just kind of scratching the surface on his development. And he's going into year three. He's an absolute force. You saw what he did against Washington, frankly, when the Eagles played Washington up in Philly last year. The way he blew up that fourth down play, I thought that was the key play in the game. You saw what he did against the Rams in the postseason. You saw what he did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. He's an absolute force. He's going to become one of the great defensive linemen in the league. The guy he reminds me of is Ndamukong Suh, and he's on that trajectory. He doesn't really have the counting stats, but if you talk to opposing offensive linemen, you watch the games, he's a special player.
If I were to tell you the Eagles didn't win the division, what would be the number one reason why it didn't happen?
Injuries, right? And I really think that's what it is that they have so much blue chip talent, right? I mean, I know the top 100 just came out on NFL Network. The Eagles had the most players in that group, and I don't think it was particularly close, right? I mean, I think by like two or three players more than the next team, but there's a drop off at some key spots, so. If they get banged up at offensive tackle, if they get banged up at corner, if they get banged up, you know, at wide receiver, there's a drop off at some key spots, and you know, even a running back, and I didn't even mention quarterback, right? So, I think what would hold the Eagles back this year would be injuries.
Last one. Any chance they've got, you know, the Super Bowl hangover year? A bit overconfident, a bit complacent.
I don't think complacency or overconfidence is the issue. I think if they don't make it back, it's because it's hard to get to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, there's a reason why, you know, if you look at the math, you look at the amount of teams that make it, it's difficult to get back. It's difficult to repeat. Teams are going to come after them. They're going to have to evolve. But I don't think it'll be because of complacency or because of some type of Super Bowl hangover. I just think that, you know, they got a target on their back, and you know, teams are coming after them this year.
Zach, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the season.
You got it. Thank you.
Zach Berman, everybody, covers the Eagles for The Athletic. Zach does not think Washington has closed the gap on the Eagles. Do you? Yes or no? Why or why not? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer when we come back. Did Washington close the gap on the Eagles? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You usually don't hear coaches talk about chasing down one team, but I'm curious as to how much of the offseason plan inside the building was about closing the gap on one team, that one team being the Eagles.
Yeah, they had a fantastic team and a fantastic year. So during the regular season, we split the games with them. In the postseason, they absolutely got the best of us. Kind of referring to what I was saying earlier about the margins of winning. For them to get takeaways and for us to not to get any, you know, that was the deciding factor, you know, in the game.
Yep.
Where we didn't give ourselves our best shot. But at the end of it, man, like, you also give credit to them. We don't spend our time, you know, looking at too many of the other opponents, but we do look at ourselves really, really closely. What do we need to do? Where do we need to get better? And if we can dig in on those first, that's a big deal. But you start by looking, like, you know, defensively, explosive plays, who attacked you, how did it happen, and the same thing offensively, you know, what were the most effective things, how did we feature the players in those roles? Because, Kev, honestly, it's trying to put the players in the right spot. It's not just the playbook. It's the playbook and then featuring the players in their correct roles.
That was Dan Quinn with me last week talking about, you know, whether or not, you know, the focus of the offseason was to chase down, to close the gap on a Philadelphia Eagles team that not only won the Super Bowl, but clearly has the best top-to-bottom roster in the NFL. You know, that doesn't happen all the time. The Super Bowl winner doesn't always have the most gifted or most talented roster top to bottom. But last year's Philadelphia team had the best roster in the NFL, and they enter 2025 with what is considered to be, even with some of the losses on defense, the best roster in the NFL. The question at 301-230-0980 is, did we, our team, Washington, close the gap on the prohibitive favorite in many ways to not only win the division, but to win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl? I wouldn't say prohibitive, but a sizable favorite. I'll amend that. The Philadelphia Eagles. The answer to that question for me is, yes, they did close the gap on the Philadelphia Eagles, but just barely. But yeah, they did. There are a few reasons, but before I get to the reasons, I want to mention something that I was thinking about last night in a conversation with a friend of mine who is a massive Cowboys fan. You know, and he's pointing to his team's weaknesses, and, you know, he's like, are you going to be any better on defense? You know, every team in the league and its fans and its media have conversations like the conversations we have about, this is where we should be really good, but this is an area of concern. Every single team, with the exception of one, have reasonable areas of concern. Everybody has at least one of those areas, minimum. Most fan bases talk about multiple areas of concern. Our concern, I think, defense, the ability to stop the run, something they did not do very well last year. But to me, and I was thinking about this in my conversation, because he's going through, we're not very good run stopping, you know, Dak's health, chemistry with receivers, you know, the new head coach, like, there's a lot of concerns, and most teams have it. It's not a reason. It's a good conversation. It's a reasonable conversation. It's a reason to be concerned. It's not a reason to be alarmed, because every team has the same thing. Every team faces the same thing. I said, though, 31 out of 32 teams have at least one of those. You know, one area of, yeah, I'm not so sure about our run defense here. The Eagles, they really don't. I mean, this is one of the best NFL rosters of the last, you know, many years. Howie Roseman continues to, even when he loses somebody, he's able to put somebody into that spot that's just as good or has the potential to be that good. So by that logic, if I say the Eagles are the one team out of 32 that, you know, their fans and their media don't have like a legitimate concern, then why would I say Washington has closed the gap on Philadelphia? Well, there's one reason more than any other, and it is that our team has the better quarterback. I do believe that. And this better quarterback just completed his first season in the NFL, and he is an absolute, you know, work ethic guy. He is obsessed with getting better. The intangibles, we've been told this, you know, certainly publicly, and many of us, you know, many times over privately, that he is the real deal as a leader, as a smart, you know, thoughtful, understands where he needs to get better, and the comfort level in the Cliff Kingsbury system, which seemed pretty damn comfortable last year, is at a much higher level this year. And by the way, new wrinkles to be added. And they're better around him. We said last year, this is the worst team Jaden's going to play with. You know, the worst supporting cast he'll have. And they won 12 games and got to the NFC Championship game. I think year two, you have improved clearly the offensive line with, let's just start with Laremy Tunsil, one of the best pass-protecting left tackles in the game. Can't wait for Sam Cosmi to get back. You've added a legitimate weapon in Deebo Samuel on a contract year, healthy, in shape. And I just don't see how Washington takes a step back offensively. I really think Washington's got a chance. Of course, this assumes health. It always does. Every conversation about NFL teams, NFL players, NFL seasons, you know, has to be prefaced with assuming they have good, you know, comparative health to the teams that they are competing with. But I think Washington's going to be much better than they were last year offensively, and that's scary. So I don't know what the answers are on defense. And I do think they are very important. I think it's really hard to win a Super Bowl or to win this division with Philadelphia in it if you can't stop the run. You know, I talked about that all last year. This is going to come back and bite them, and it just never did until it did. But they were in the NFC title game, Final Four, 60 minutes from a Super Bowl, without being able to stop the run consistently at any point during the season. If it's just a minor improvement against the run with what I believe to be a better offensive cast and Jaden advanced from where he was last year, I think they've closed the gap on a very, very good Philadelphia team. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Has Washington closed the gap on the favorite, the front runner in the NFC, the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles? I say yes, barely, but yes. Max, what's your answer?
So they've definitely closed the gap, but there's still a gap, in my opinion. I mean, it's adding all those weapons on offense, including Deebo Samuel, I think is going to help a lot in terms of being able to move the ball and giving you that versatility that you can kind of, I mean, that Cliff Kingsbury's known for, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be able to move guys and put them in spots where they're going to be able to succeed, right? So that's offensively. Defensively, I think they've done a pretty good job. Like I said, with this secondary in my bold prediction, I think the secondary has been overhauled to be a lot better. I think back on the other side of the ball, the offensive line has been built up a little bit more to be able to withstand some of the Eagles' pass rush guys. Just like Jalen Carter and Jihad Campbell, if he has the year that they think he's going to have. So I think they've closed the gap, but there's still some ways to go for this team.
Philadelphia is a better team on paper. Mm-hmm. Before the NFC Championship game, we went through, you know, basically it's like Jaden would start for Philly. Frankie Louvu probably would start for Philly. And Terry McLaurin would probably be ahead, maybe slightly, in front of Devontae Smith. That was it. You go through the exercise now, it's not that much different. But the reason I think they've closed the gap is just the natural progression of a generational talent from his rookie season to his next season in the same system. It was huge that Cliff came back and they built around him. They invested into, you know, the cast that surrounds him, O-line, additional playmaker. I think Washington's going to be better than they were on offense last year. And that's why I think they have closed the gap. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We've got an open line if you want to jump in. Has Washington closed the gap on the Eagles? Skip, kick it off for us. Go ahead.
All right, Kevin. You and Max have made the case for the improvements on offense, that Jaden Daniels will improve, and also the secondary. So let's focus on, we're a little thin at linebacker. That's concerning. But the biggest move that Adam Peters made, and people say he overpaid for Javon Kinlaw, a mountain of a man in the middle, that by itself, I am hoping that Adam knows what he's doing. I trust in his evaluation of talent. And the fact that the rest of the defensive line, we have a lot of depth, that we are going to, even if we're middle of the pack against the run, that'll be a significant improvement.
Yes.
And so it was interesting, the writer that you talked to from Philadelphia, when you asked him a question, he didn't really answer it. He said, well, you got to look at last year's championship game, which really isn't a factor because we're talking about this year. And then you got to, then he said, look at their schedule. It's going to be more difficult.
Yeah, that's what people have pointed to more than anything else is last year, all of the backup quarterbacks, the, you know, last second wins, the 20 out of 23 on fourth down. Is it sustainable? By the way, I think it is because we've got a cheat code at quarterback. And by the way, maybe we won't even face those situations this coming season. Maybe there will be, you know, two score leads in the fourth quarter of a lot of games. But that's why I think a lot of people believe that Washington could step back, and in his case, they haven't closed the gap on Philly.
But that the answer to the question is still yes, we've closed the gap, but the result could still be the same as far as the regular season.
True.
I think it, going
because
into the
playoffs, still better.
Though, right, going into the playoffs, though, the closing of the gap, that's when it will really go into effect. Like when we meet up in that crucial playoff situation, that's when it'll be in effect.
If we do.
Now, unfortunately, it'd be better to have a home game. But I think by then it'll be clear whether our talent really matches theirs or not at that point. But I do believe we have closed the gap for all the reasons
you made. I think
the Kinlaw
thing, the first thing you said, Skip, is going to be huge. Have the additions of Kinlaw and Wise, and, you know, they kept Goldman, and, you know, year two of Newton, year two in the system just overall for guys like, you know, Armstrong and Luvu, et cetera. Can they, you know, the key issue here, too, will be, Quinn talked about this with me last week. Tackling is so important, and they were not a great or a consistent tackling team. He pointed to that in an answer about the defense when he was with me last week. And takeaways, let's keep in mind, Washington, six teams, only six, had fewer takeaways than Washington had last year. That's the emphasis for Quinn and Witt Jr. They got to tackle better. They think that'll lead to better run stopping. They feel like perhaps they were in good position with their run stopping. I would disagree, especially on the edge runs, but they thought tackling was a major issue and they got to get more takeaways. But yeah, no, it's possible they closed the gap, but Philly is still better and ends up winning the division. And by the way, to, you know, it's a bit presumptuous to start matching us up with Philly again in the playoffs. I mean, who knows? They could get beat or whatever. If that happens, it's crucial, man, that game is here. That's why these 17 games and two of the final three are going to be massive. That's a long way to go, though. Let's get to those final two or three and have them mean something. Let's go to Athan, actually. Athan's been on hold for a while. Athan, have the Commanders closed the gap on the Eagles?
Unfortunately, no. They lack depth at too many key positions like linebacker and defensive line. I know the previous caller said that Kinlaw is a mountain of a man, but he's also a mountain of a man who played next to elite talent in the previous places he was at.
True.
And couldn't excel. So I hope that changes here. But I think, you know, as we get deeper and deeper away from the Rivera era, it's almost like the four drafts that they had didn't even happen, because you basically have Cosme and Quan Martin left and not anybody else that I could think of. And when you're
Rodriguez,
not only
maybe.
With Well, yeah, to him too. But when you whiff on four first-round picks and then guys like Phil Mathis, who were your second-round picks, are on somebody else's practice squad, that just goes to show you how badly they screwed up when they were here. And with the schedule they're playing, I hate to say it because it would be my don't be surprised if from your previous segment, but don't be surprised if they go 8-9 and have a losing record because of the schedule they're playing and if the injury bug hits this team. We didn't have injuries at key positions last year. We lose the most important guy on offense other than Jaden is the center. We lose Tyler Biadasz. We're a totally different team. So they just have too many holes, in my opinion, to have closed the gap this year, but next year with another free agency and draft for sure.
All right. Thanks for the call, Athan. Let's go to Dave in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dave, have the Skins closed the gap on the Eagles?
Yeah, I think they have slightly. To the last caller, I mean, nobody's got the depth, I mean, at all across the board. So I think that's a moot point. But what I love that they did in the offseason is that they shored up. I think Amos is going to be a stud. I thought that was their biggest area of weakness, not the defensive end. I was so glad to see them target that. If those guys are all in place with Amos, Lattimore, and Sand, I like that. I actually think Debo is not going to be as great as everybody wants. I think the key on offense is actually Noah. He had a really good year before he got hurt. I know that he doesn't stay healthy, but if he can stay healthy, that allows Debo to do what he, you know, we have the downfield threat, and then Perry's all over. You know, I think if we can keep those three receivers healthy, we're going to be much better on offense. Them gambling on fourth down scares me. It's bit Dan Campbell in the butt. I think we're due to get bit in the butt eventually on it. But yes, I do think they've closed the gap.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ken. Ken, has Washington closed the gap on Philadelphia?
Initially, I said yes, but the more I think about it, I know Jalen has closed the gap, but I'm not sure about everything else. One of the problems Washington have is that they're an old team, so I expect them to play better in the first half than the second half because age and just injuries would catch up with that old team. And I'm not too happy with the wide receiver group. If you are depending on Noah, he gets hurt every year. So who do they have backing him up? So I would love to say they have, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think the age thing is a little bit overrated because it's so skewed by Josh Johnson and Tressway. Obviously, Bobby Wagner is an all-down player. So he's out there a lot at the age of 35, but Nick Ballore's 36. He's a special teamer. Von Miller is going to be a specialized third down pass rusher. So I think some of that is a little bit overrated. Their best players are still very young, you know, minus Wagner and Ertz. It is not, you know, looking at Philadelphia's roster and the way they have developed this roster and some of the players that it seems like Sirianni and company, Vic Fangio, sort of plug and play based on Howie Roseman's brought in. They seem to be, you know, good players. They got, you know, another young player in Jahad Campbell. We'll see how that works out. But, you know, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams gone, both significant contributors. You know, the Eagles also have, as he mentioned on that top 100 list, the Eagles had more players by far than any other team in the league. They had 9 players on the NFL.com top 100 list. And they just have stars, you know, all over the field. Barkley, Hurts, Lane Johnson, Zach Bond, A.J. Brown, you know, Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, DeGene, Mailata. The list goes on and on, the A players. Now, we've got more A players than we've ever had before, and we added one in Laremy Tunsil. They're loaded. There is no doubt about that. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Aveen, our guy Aveen in D.C. Has Washington closed the gap on Philly, Aveen? Yes or no? Why or why not?
Hi, Kevin. I'm going to say yes. I think some of it is just naturally because I think if Philly takes a slight step back with Saquon Barkley and if their defense takes a slight step back and they're playing with less leads, I think their passing offense will get exposed a bit more. And I know we've argued and gone back and forth on Hurts, so I'll just present this to you and hear what you have to say, and I'll give some context. But, Kevin, my question to you about Hurts is, he's going into year six now. When has a non-advanced dropback passer, a non-advanced pocket passing quarterback, when have they ever aged well? All those guys have short shelf lives. I'll just give a couple of context and I'll hear what you have to say. But, you know, there's a bunch of red flags with Hurts as a passer. He holds onto the ball longer than any other quarterback.
Yep.
He has some of the most self-induced pressure than any other quarterback. His pressure to sack ratio is near the bottom of the league. It keeps on declining. He's one of the worst quarterbacks throwing into zone coverage. One of the worst quarterbacks when pressured. And his playmaking outside the pocket has declined to the point where he had a negative EPA last season when he had to move outside the pocket. So I just think if, you know, Saquon declines a little bit and their defense declines a little bit, they aren't playing with game script, their passing offense will get exposed. And I just think this is a situation where, you know, we have an ascendant quarterback who's kind of like the NFC, you know, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson. And they have somebody who's a little bit more like late stage Russell Wilson, where they're convincing themselves that if he has to pass more, it'll be better for them. But that's the same thing that happened in the Seahawks. So I'll hear what you have to say about that.
I'd have to think about, you know, the non-advanced pocket passing quarterbacks and, you know, how often they advance or get better with age. That's an interesting question. You'll remember this, Savine. Last year during the regular season, I thought there were times where Jalen Hurts looked like a different guy and looked hurt and looked slow, you know, even as a runner. And then we got to the postseason, and all of a sudden, he looked like a completely different guy. I mean, that game that he had against the Rams, you know, in the snow in the second half, how efficient he was, how the ball was coming out quickly, how he protected the football. I'm looking up his playoff numbers right now because I don't think he had a turnover in the postseason. He had an interception in the Super Bowl. I don't even remember. The game was so lopsided it didn't matter, obviously. But, you know, the game against the Packers, efficient, you know, didn't throw for a lot of yards, but just protected the ball and was great in the red zone. The Ram game, 15 of 20, not a lot of yards, but he ran for 70 yards and a touchdown. You know, our game, 20 of 28, 71.4 completion percentage, 246, one touchdown. The rushing yards in that game weren't significant. They were in the Super Bowl. But he just is a very smart quarterback. He's really smart. There are times, though, when you watch him and you're like, is he hurt? He doesn't seem to be, you know, running people over in full speed mode or, you know, quickly processing. I agree with that. Sometimes I feel that way. But whenever they've really needed it from him, he's looked different, including from the pocket.
Well,
yeah, go ahead. Finish up. Sorry.
All right. Just to push back a little bit on that playoff stuff. I mean, you're saying efficiency on the Packers game. They went 2 for 11 on third down, and they only had one fourth
down.
Yeah,
but he protected the football because he knew that was winning football against the opponent.
He's like a game manager.
He benefits from everything around him, including just a lights out, high level, all time defense in terms of the way they played in the Super Bowl. Anyway. But I think he's smart in taking advantage of that. He doesn't press. He doesn't push. You know, he's okay with not taking a risk and punting the football with that defense. I think when he's had to play differently, he's performed. Go back to the Super Bowl in 2023, you know, or the 2022 season when they needed him to throw for a lot of yards and he threw for 300+. I hear you, and there's some things that I watch and I look at the numbers too and I'm like, yeah, that's who he is sometimes, but usually not when it matters. Usually not. And if you want to point to numbers and you want to point to third down and you want to point to some of the advanced, it's the overall, you know, plan offensively when you know that their defense, field position, et cetera, is good enough to win the game? I think you could point to that Green Bay game and say that, and maybe even that Ram game to a certain degree, even though it almost got away from them at the end. Thanks, Aveen. Couple more calls. Those of you on hold can stay there. Have the Skins closed the gap on Philadelphia? We'll get to that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. I do have my over-unders for the season coming up at some point on the show, maybe next segment. We'll see if we've got time to fit it in.
All right, the NFL has announced which players will be honored with their gold shield patch on the jerseys for the 2025 season, including MVP Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Pat Surtain, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse, and Offensive Rookie of the Year, last but not least, Jaden Daniels. Per The Athletic, we have lost one of the sporting world's strongest soldiers. The illegal streaming giant StreamEast has been shut down following a year-long investigation. In the last year alone, the 80 less-than-legal domains generated a combined 1.6 billion views, again, in the last year. The Nats, they catch the win over the Marlins. Cade Cavalli with a strong five innings pitch, giving up only two earned runs and earning six strikeouts. James Wood hit a two-run bomb in the fourth inning, put the Nats up 5-2, and that's all she wrote. That was the final score, 5-2-2, Nats over the Marlins. They go for the sweep this afternoon. First pitch at 1:05, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nikki Jhabvala at noon. Dan Quinn's holding his Wednesday presser at 12:30. We'll carry some of that live in our AFC predictions for the season coming up at about 12:45. Let's go to Jay. Jay's been on hold. Did Washington close the gap on Philadelphia.
What's up, Kevin?
Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, man? It's been like a year since I talked to you. Yeah, man, it's good to talk to you. I do think they close the gap, and even if it's by a little bit, they move that needle, you know? I'll give you two quick examples. One would be when Diami caught that middle screen when we were playing the Eagles in the playoffs. It was like a 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, boom, right to Diami Brown. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting a few yards, and then he fumbled.
Yeah.
Right? If that's Deebo Samuels and he breaks a couple tackles, maybe scores on that play, they have to, you know, defend us a little bit differently. So now that we have Deebo, I think we did close that gap. And then a defense that does not have St. Juice on it, I think will make a significant step, you know, in the right direction.
Okay.
So if we have some competent corners, like I think we do, I heard Sean Springs. I don't know who he was talking to, but
he
sounded very high.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So he sounded very high on Trey Amos.
Loves him.
Yeah, I just think our secondary held us back a little bit because on those early downs, we could give up a pass or run. So,
well, especially when we were loading the box to try to stop the run, which happened.
Correct.
You go back to that Philadelphia game at Northwest at in Landover. Uh-huh. You know, with Hurts in the game, I mean, we had nine in the box at times, and they were still mm-hmm. running the ball against us.
And they were still running.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
all right, Jay, thanks. Go ahead, finish. Sorry. Did we cut him off? My fault. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
L to the W, big guy. How you doing, man?
What's up?
To kind of piggyback on what the last caller saying, man. Listen, we had no problems moving the ball against the Eagles. So it's not versus their defense, our offense versus their defense. I mean, matter of fact, that's going to help close the gap more because Jaden and the offense is going to be better in year two. You know, it's our defense. And we all talking about on paper, you know, until they get on the field. But it looks like they identified the problems and he went and addressed the problems. They identified us getting pushed around up front. They identified us not being able to set the edges and got guys out there that can set the edge like Dietrich Wise. You know, cornerback play should be improved. You know, just year two of the defense, the talent back there is better. A healthy Lattimore going up against A.J. Brown, and we're talking about the Eagles, but a healthy a Lattimore going up against A.J. Brown and the other best receivers in the division. So I think we have closed the gap because it was all about the defense. The offense is going to be what it's going to be, and it should be pretty damn good. So it has the defense – close the gap on not just the Eagles, but the rest of the division.
Say, which I already did, I agree with you on the offense. I think the offense has a chance to take a big step forward, which is really saying something because it was elite last year in most games. And that's where I know where I'm confident they have closed the gap. I still am hopeful about what we've talked about defensively. The secondary's better. They got bigger. They addressed, you know, the difference in the trenches against the Eagles. By the way, both offensively and defensively with the additions of, you know, Tunsil and, you know, Kinlaw and Wise and Goldman, etc. But I need to see it because tackling is huge and they're going to have to generate more takeaways to protect themselves defensively. We would have taken, you know, 3, 4, 5 more takeaways. The average of the postseason teams last year, takeaways, 26. We average, we had 17. We need to be in that average area.
Here's the thing I think is big for us is Philadelphia, by far, on both sides of the ball, up front, most physical team in the league. And the one place we do have depth is on that defensive line. And they have bigger players and physical players on it. And we have depth on that defensive line. And that's
but the depth is pass rushing depth if you want to talk about Newton. It may not be run-stopping depth.
Newton does a good job up front and on against the run, man. And you're talking about Goldman. Yeah, Goldman in there now. I think that was the key for them, is not to get beat up front. And that's why they got that depth up front in the middle. But like I said, I'll just go back to that Eagles game in the second one in D.C., man. Jalen carved that team up. They like to say, well, you know, Jalen Hurts was hurt. That's true. But I'm just looking at the fact that hurt or not, they had no answers for Jaden Daniels. No. And that was with a limited running game and, you know, and a limited receiving core. So, yeah, I definitely think.
No, you and I are on the same page, which is unusual. We think that the offense is going to be even better.
Ask any Eagles fan, and they'll tell you, I think they're scared of us more than any team in the league. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, because every team should be worried because our quarterback is the best in the conference.
But all we had to do is get the defense together. So the gap is not that big. Telly, here to the W.
All right. Ba, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's going on, Kevin?
How are you, Ba?
I'm doing all right, sir. Yeah, Kevin, I'm gonna say we're getting closer. But Kevin, one thing is that to me, the test is Sunday. Against the Giant defensive line, I got to see what Tonsil. Because, you know, all of these guys we brought in, that's for the reason. Kinlaw, you know, I want to see that. So if they go and take the Giant like they're supposed to be, so I would say we made that step. But the Eagles, we can get them because at the end of the day, losing their coordinator, all of that will affect. They lost a lot of players. And usually when they lose their coordinator the year after, they didn't do good. So I'm praying. And the NFC is what it is. Nobody won it twice in a row. So I believe this is our time, man. And with Von Miller coming out of the corner, this defense is going to have to hold us down. I ain't worried about JD and up front. But the offensive line, all this change. I love Connolly. I believe in 2 years he's going to be the left tackle. But right now, I just want him against Carter because he already got Carter in college. So
he got Carter a little bit in college. That's true.
All right. My man, I think we're way back.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, let's cross this finger. All right, okay?
All right, appreciate that. All right, those of you that I didn't get to, I apologize. I did want to say, you know, the Giant game Sunday, that is quite the test for our new offensive line. You know, Tonsil addition, the Allegretti-Wiley at guard situation. We'll see how that plays out. Brandon Coleman at guard. No Cosme. Big test against, you know, Lawrence and then Burns and Okereke and McFadden and Abdul Carter in his first game. Sunday's interesting. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that tomorrow and on Friday. Nikki Javala next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.